As long as we're talking about the environment, I want to tell you that earlier this week, Governor Roy Cooper asked the EPA to set standards for the chemical Gen X. This contaminant caught the attention of health officials last month after researchers found traces of Gen X in the Cape Fear River and the region's water supply. The chemical is made by the Chemours company at its plant about 100 miles upstream from Wilmington. The company says it has stopped dumping Gen X in the river, but questions remain about the chemical's health effects. Joining me now is Vince Winkle. He's a reporter for WHQR in Wilmington. He's been following the story. Welcome back, Vince.
Thanks, Frank.
Maybe you can briefly recap the story for us and tell us about the initial finding of Gen X in the water supply.
Yeah, it's been 6 weeks since the story first broke. Originally, the Gen X was found by Dr. Detlef Knappe of North Carolina State University in a study he did 3 or 4 years ago, showing it at unusual levels both in the Cape Fear River and in the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority water supply, which is the water that most of us in this region drink. As you mentioned, Chemours stopped discharging it in the water in June. It was something they used in the production of Teflon. And since then, water tests have shown that, as expected, the levels have dropped considerably.
All right. Tell us more about the health concerns surrounding Gen X. What do
we
know
Gen
about?
Gen X is, the only studies of Gen X exposure have involved lab animals, but there's a variety of cancers that medical experts associate with Gen X exposure, liver cancer, testicular cancer, and it is not a good thing to have in your system. The question, of course, remains how much can someone have in their body without it causing any health problems? And that's something that we still don't have an answer to.
And Governor Cooper would like to have an answer. He has asked the EPA to set standards for Gen X. Am I right?
That's right. And the local leaders here have been asking for more state involvement for a few weeks now, and we're thrilled to hear that from the governor on Monday. And then he also called several of the county commissioners and the mayor after a meeting we had here Monday to discuss this with them. And because at the local and county level, there's they feel powerless. No one here can tell Chemours, to stop discharging it. It needs to be done at the state level or the federal level.
And there were some regulations. I mean, let's go back over this because, again, it's in this sort of ambiguous zone. We don't know exactly what it does, but it's got some there's some suspicion that it causes health problems. The EPA has prohibited this stuff from getting into the environment, and that's where the problem is. Chemours was putting it in. Now they've taken it out, but they haven't really set toxic levels. Am I right about that? There's sort of a kind of a regulatory gray area that at the moment Gen X finds itself in.
It's a huge gray area because Gen X was also getting into the water as a byproduct of a different process that was going on at the Chemours plant, which involved the production of vinyl. So it's very gray, and currently Chemours permit to discharge Gen X is expired. They're given a long grace period to get it renewed, and right now the local officials here are doing their best to convince the state not to renew this permit so that no more Gen X, period. The other problem is there are other compounds that were discovered a few years ago in the water that are similar to Gen X. But those compounds are not being measured or tested for it this time. So everyone's referring to it as a cocktail of perfluorinated compounds just floating down the river.
WHQR is co-hosting a public forum tonight about the Gen X issue. What can people expect from that?
Yeah, we'll have several scientists and county officials over at Brunswick Community College from 7 to 9. Once again, it's this quest to get answers because we're still at a point where there are more questions than answers. People are concerned that the underserved populations in the city, some of which don't even know about this yet because they might not have internet or they might not be speaking, English might not be their first language. So the forums are a way to try to reach as many people as we can, especially those who might still be new to this story.
Public officials, will there be environmental experts? Will there be representatives of Chemours?
All of the above except Chemours.
Right.
Chemours has not been here since a meeting on June 15th with city leaders. Our attempts to reach out for interviews always go unanswered. No one here has heard very much from Chemours in the last few weeks.
All right, Vince, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on this. Thank you so
much.
Thank you. Vince Winkle is a reporter for WHQR in Wilmington. WHQR co-hosts a public forum on Gen X tonight at the Odell Williamson Auditorium at Brunswick Community College. We have the details at our website as well, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a look at how wealth and power are undermining American democracy. You'll hear it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.